BBC Radio Australia.
It's being described as a unique digital gateway, the Pacific Data Hub, which is being launched today with the aim of being the central source for reliable and current data from across the region. Driven by the Pacific community with financial backing from New Zealand, the hub has been designed to be a one-way stop shop for all kinds of statistical information that is essential for decision makers. And as Richard Hewitt reports, the centralised nature of the project is being hailed as another step on the road to a United States of the Pacific.
It's underpinned by some $6.5 million from New Zealand, but the Data Hub is absolutely a Pacific Islands project. Sioli Tonga, lead solution architect with the Pacific community, says it's entirely created and developed in the Pacific by the Pacific, with the guiding objective of improving the lives of the Pacific peoples.
One of the outputs of the program is the technology platform, but the program itself is aiming to improve data management practices within our organization to enhance the availability and quality of data that's available to our decision makers and our policy makers. So the platform we're launching acts as a gateway to, I guess, the most comprehensive range of data ever made available from the Pacific.
Belinda Brown is New Zealand's Consul General in New Caledonia, and she says her government was very keen to be in on the ground floor.
We saw the potential of it. We wanted it. Statistics have been a bit haphazard and not that authoritative around the Pacific for many, many years. I mean, I've been involved for 20-odd years, and I've seen how difficult it is to make decisions based on good, authoritative, evidence-based statistics. The countries themselves struggle. So we saw an opportunity to support the SPC on this one. It's been in the mind of people for many, many years, but it's in the last 2 years that it's actually been developed. And we're really excited to be a founding partner to help make this hub happen.
So what can the Data Hub do? Sioli Tonga says it has a role to play in the big picture of sustainable development goals, but can also assist in getting the most basic of projects right.
One example I can think of actually from Kiribati, they've used population grids from our statistics department to inform the development of a project proposal for funding a water project where they're deploying water tanks and finding out where to best position tanks to have the best impact. But other examples, I guess, we can look at the SDG goals. Our Statistics for Development Division is working with the NSO officers from our member countries and helping them to collect and analyse the data needed to track progress against the SDG indicators.
And Belinda Brown says there is another big spin-off for the Pacific, the ability to demonstrate to donors like New Zealand how and where money is being spent with greater accuracy and transparency than ever before.
So having the statistics to make our decisions on is really important, and we can monitor the progress in those key areas that we've decided to support and also make sure the money's accountable back to, like, the taxpayer of New Zealand. And I think the Pacific countries themselves want it. We want it. It's a really good joint project where we all contribute to making these statistics robust, and then we all use it. So when you get that kind of confidence, you get more donors coming in wanting to support the process. And donors internationally now want results. They want to see progress be made before they give further money.
The hope is that the hub will become a one-stop information exchange for the Pacific Islands.
This data hub, where everybody inputs into it and then takes out of it, is really exciting. The accessibility of the information is really important. And for somebody like me, I'm in the older age group, to go onto this website and be able to obtain information that I struggled to find in the past in a really easy way is super important.
That's absolutely one of the goals. But there are also many lower level foundational data management challenges that we need to address before we can realise some of the higher level benefits. Just thinking about how we collect data, how we invest in data as well, I think is important. This is not just another 4-year portal development project. This is aiming to establish the Pacific Data Hub as the trusted source to ensure that we can analyze data, we can use the data, we can draw meaningful insights from the data to improve our decision making.
In the immediate future, data from the new hub will have an important role in assisting economic recovery around the region in a post-COVID-19 world. In the longer term, the information gathered and supplied by the hub will be essential in informing the management and mitigation of climate change. And after representing New Zealand in the Pacific for more than 2 decades, Belinda Brown says the hub is another step on the way to creating what one day could be a United States of the Pacific.
The Pacific is becoming more and more interconnected. There's a lot more dialogue going on. Technology is helping us do that. I spent many months working at the Forum Secretariat as well. And those agencies are all going to really value this central hub for data. They'll all source from it, and I think they'll all import into it. So it really is a collaborative project across the Pacific. And if we don't all get behind it, then it's an opportunity lost. But I'm not even worried that we're not going to get behind it, to be honest. These countries have all wanted this. The accessibility is the bit that I think is so important for the Pacific. People find it hard to find reliable statistics, and I think it's got all the potential to be very sustainable.